I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Ouachita Parish Police Jury unanimously approved the 2015 budget and cost of living adjustment raises for parish workers at their final meeting of the year Monday night. The consolidated budget for the police jury for 2015 includes $80.8 million in revenue and $85.5 million in expenditures. That leaves a deficit of over $4.5 million for the year. The jury also approved cost of living raises for parish workers by 2.5%, excluding the Ouachita Parish Fire Department, Ouachita Parish Library, and the Mosquito Control Department. The salary of the Mosquito Department and Library is not controlled by the jury. Although he has yet to declare his intent to run for president in 2016, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal returns to Iowa today. Louisiana Radio Network Scott Carwile reports on the governor's travels.
Radio Iowa News Director Kay Henderson says Jindal has been making political appearances in Iowa for several years.
So Iowans have had an opportunity to meet him.
Jindal will headline the Polk County Republican Winter Victory Dinner in West Des Moines tonight. It's the governor's fourth trip to Iowa this year and the third in the past 3 months. Henderson says Jindal has been doing the things one might do in preparation for a presidential campaign.
Should he decide to run, people will give him a look.
Scott Carwile reporting.
City of New Orleans is whittling down proposals brought by developers hoping to revamp the vacant 33-story World Trade Center into a hotel and apartments. The building stands at the foot of Canal Street and overlooks the Mississippi River. It's considered one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in New Orleans. On Monday, a panel appointed by Mayor Mitch Landrieu to evaluate proposals cut the number of possible developers to five. The private redevelopment plans all offer to turn the 1960s-era tower into a mixed-use building, part hotel, part apartment complex. The New Orleans Saints are in first place in the NFC South after winning on the road again. New Orleans beat the Chicago Bears 31-15 at a soggy Soldier Field. Head coach Sean Payton.
There's a sense of urgency that we need to create each week, and we need to be mindful of, you know, how important that edge is to play well. And, you know, it's something that we kind of focused on and, you know, made a point of emphasis with everyone. It wasn't just one side of the ball, really.
Quarterback Drew Brees threw three touchdown passes, and the Saints defense intercepted three passes and sacked Chicago quarterback Jay Cutler seven times. Payton's team will look to snap a four-game home losing streak this Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, the high today in the upper 50s.